In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
It is a Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will join us at 9. We have the rest of the news to get to, and we are, while you are getting ready for Thanksgiving, cooking at home or driving somewhere, or if you have to work today, we are enjoying a dish prepared for us by Chris Curtis, his macaroni and cheese, which I believe has become, over the years, a more popular side dish on Thanksgiving than it used to be.
For sure.
It's right at the tippity top, I think.
Yes.
You're showing that to everybody, Wiggy?
Yeah.
You're a big mac and cheese guy.
I am
guy.
A mac and cheese
what
guy.
What do you think?
I'm a southern mac and cheese guy.
It's baked.
All right. What do you think?
Let me take the hair out first.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. Curtis does not have any hair.
I don't have hair.
So maybe it's mine. I don't know.
I can be blamed for a lot of things.
Yeah. It's good.
I like it.
Main ingredients.
The main ingredient?
I would say is salt and oil. Very salt. I put it on my paper, Curtis. I don't like just like, and it bled through the.
Well, you're really looking a gift horse in the mouth.
No. I think, Curtis, now remember, I am a macaroni and cheese snob, so.
Honestly, I made it last night kind of quickly. It is the cheese is usually just sharp cheddar. I had to throw in some regular cheddar.
Yes.
Very salty, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's the butter I used. I have no idea.
Did you make a roux with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
A roux with olive, start with butter, and then you do. I use almond milk because I don't have dairy milk, so almond milk with some flour for about 15 minutes. Get that there. Boom. Add in the cheese. Cook the elbows. Mix them together, then bake.
Good choice on the pasta, though. I'll give you that. I like the elbows. Good choice.
I like it.
Courtney, you love everything.
And that's not true.
She hated my meatballs.
I did.
But I would say a little greasy.
Yeah. The thing is when you have it in its first preparation, the grease sort of stays in the pan and the noodles leave with the cheese and everything, but I will take very greasy this morning.
But I told you, I am a macaroni, and I'm a southern mac and cheese guy, particularly West Virginia, Kentucky, the Virginia area where they add a little bit of sugar in there. So I like
I do not have sugar. I've only been to the South once and was with you.
It has a kick to it.
It does.
Yeah. So like a pepper?
Yep. Black pepper.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, it is, honestly, I will say, we talked earlier about the sides being really what Thanksgiving is all about. Yeah. And macaroni and cheese is a pretty good side.
Yeah.
I give him credit, though.
Yeah.
Are we judging the two?
What do you mean?
They're so different.
No. Oh, okay.
Courtney did cinnamon buns and Curtis did mac and cheese. Completely different.
All right.
What do we have left news-wise?
Oh, my goodness. Completely forgot that we still had some stories.
Okay.
That was a long break.
Right. That's okay.
Dictionary.com has announced their word of the year. Any guesses?
The word of the year. Liddy.
That's kind of an old one. I would have thought Riz.
Riz. What is Riz?
Yeah, Shime says Riz a lot.
Yeah. What
you
is
say,
that?
You say like, Riz a lot.
Like how you say, like, oh, that guy's got Riz.
Riz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is demure.
Oh, of demure. Course it is.
Important word of the year.
We're not past that whole thing. Like, that was months ago.
But for this year, I mean, they said that there was a 1,200% spike in usage because of the TikToker.
Nobody was using it before that.
Right.
I don't think. Yeah.
But that means it's the word of the year because of Jules LeBron. That's the guy who got it started. Here's the audio from his original TikTok.
How I do my makeup for work. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. Very demure. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
All right. I didn't know what demure meant, but now I do.
He is the best, though. Like, I could watch his TikToks all day.
All right.
The best.
Okay. All right.
Great news from doctors. They say that it is A-okay to pee in the shower.
Oh.
We did a story a bit ago about how like psychologists were saying that if you pee in the shower, then every time you hear water running, it's going to make you feel like you need to urinate.
Uh-huh.
So it was not a good thing. Urologists find it generally safe for both men and women. Dr. Karen Eliber, a professor of urology at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles, wrote, "There's no downside and it is just convenient for some people." My question is like when we were all in college and we were wearing shower shoes. It was the worst because you never knew what other people were doing in the shower, what type of bodily fluids were on the floor. I don't want to think about that in my shower at home. Like, there's a toilet right there. Just hop out, use the toilet.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if doctors say it's okay, then I think it's okay.
But
I
is
mean,
that I, okay I really, to be, like, stepping in someone else's urine?
I guess if you're...
Are you calling the doctor's advice in question, or...
I think we should always be questioning. That's what I've been told.
But don't they pee on, like, snake bites? Like, I've done it before.
That's if you get stung by, like, an octopus. I mean, not an octopus.
I mean,
I think you're thinking of a Portuguese man of war.
A jellyfish.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, I think we've all done this in the pinch where we had to go pee and we're in the shower. Didn't you see, like, Chad Johnson used to collect his teammates' urine, heat it up, and soak his feet in it and help prevent injury? So, I mean, maybe there's some benefit to it.
There probably is. There probably is, I would assume.
We've all done it.
Yeah. Man. I think most people have done it, and it's probably one of the number one things that people lie about. Like,
there are two kinds of people. People that pee in the shower and people that lie about it.
Correct.
I generally stand back.
I mean, it's very convenient. You're standing right there. I mean, it's the water, I think, puts the thought in your mind.
Well, I also think that it's different for a male than a female because you're used to peeing standing up. Yeah. I'm not.
And I'll stand back and just try to get it right in the drain so it doesn't hit my feet. But
target practice.
Generally, But, I mean, I don't do it a lot. But
can I ask a question?
That's when I'm in a pinch.
Don't do it a lot.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have, when you are peeing into a toilet as a male, do you have to hold the unit to control where it goes or do you not hold it?
I mean, have you ever used the hose?
Yes.
No, I don't always hold it.
You can't just turn the hose on. And
well, if you got enough weight, you can. It'll dangle. But I generally, you know, sometimes I'll get there. Like, I remember a coach who used to put his hands up like he was getting arrested, you know. But I do. That was the one thing I wish I could do in my bathroom. Urinal. Because, you know, sometimes you get up in the middle of the night or in the morning and it's like you got to fight it to go down where a urinal is right there in front of you.
You got to fight it to... points down?
Well, it's also, you don't want to turn the light on.
Yeah,
you don't want to turn, you're
aiming where a urinal, you don't have to aim. You could be blindfolded.
Right, just wait for the sound of the water and you know you're clear.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but.
Why don't you get a faux urinal?
I don't think they have those.
You can add it to your faux bidet and your faux fireplace and your faux candles.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that because you would have to have the mechanism and know it would be difficult for somebody to sit down. So I think that would really be hard to do.
Wow. The more you know.
Yep.
That's it for the news.
Is that it for the news?
That is.
All right. Thank you very much, Courtney.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe tonight. Big party night.
It is indeed. Big night tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow, big football day. And you have your parlay set, I guess?
I do. Well, I just tried to put $10 on it. It pays me $55.
Oh, told you.
So I got to add a few things.
What were your picks again?
The Lions... the Packers and what's the third game?
Lions, Packers,
Cowboys.
You should start. You know what you should start doing? You got to factor in some anytime touchdowns. You know, quarterbacks going over 200 yards.
Yeah,
like if you want to make money.
Yeah, I want to make money, so yeah. I have to tweak it a bit to add.
Add some player props in there.
Yeah.
Did you get any nuggets from Jelani Tavai? I mean, he's tough to get nuggets from.
Yeah, he is.
Did you get anything from him?
No,
not really. Got a little aftertaste from the mac and cheese, but no real. No real juicy nuggets from Tavai. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, listen, Curtis, I give you A+ for trying because I wouldn't have even been able to put anything edible on the plate.
I think we moved past it. You're the one that keeps talking about
it. Well, no, because I love mac and cheese, if you all know that.
I knew it was not going to live up to your life.
It's tough. It's really tough. I'm very difficult when it comes to, I love Chef Lambeau's mac and cheese. At what is that place? Hunter's?
Yep.
Oh,
every time you talk about that place, you say, what is that place?
Yeah, because I always forget the name. His mac and cheese is so good. He has multiple cheeses in there.
781 texter on the Subaru of New England text line says we are not talking about Curtis's lead this morning enough.
Oh, he had a good one this morning.
I didn't remember it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Was essentially about Jerod Mayo and whether or not you need to reconsider at some point whether he is the guy to be your head coach going
forward. Oh, very simple. We give Robert Kraft a hard time for telling everybody he decided on Mayo 5 years ago, right? Like, you still had Bill Belichick. They just won a Super Bowl. Why are you talking about that? Why would we give Robert Kraft the go-ahead to do the exact same thing if indeed he thinks today Jerod Mayo is not the coach of the future? If he just keeps him because it would reflect poorly on him, wouldn't that be the wrong way to run the business, especially if you have Drake May now, who appears to be the guy, going to have to wait another year until you bring in the coach that would be here for the foreseeable future?
Well, Wiggy always goes immediately to the rookie coach excuse.
First year head coach.
And I understand that.
Right.
But what can you point to when it comes to Jerod Mayo?
Right.
So far this season.
Right.
That has shown you that you think he will be a great head coach.
But how can you say that with any losing first year head coach? How could you have said that with Bill Belichick in his first year with the Patriots? How could you have said that?
Well, I wasn't doing this when Bill had his first year as a head coach in Cleveland.
All right. Well, Dan.
So
Campbell.
I wasn't in Detroit monitoring what Dan Campbell. I'm just asking you.
Right.
What have you seen from Jerod Mayo that makes you so encouraged about him at the helm of this franchise?
Well, I haven't seen
the next 5 years.
I haven't seen anything glaring that I'd be like, "Oh wow, this is."
What have you seen? Like, what has Jerod Mayo done?
Uh-huh.
Which you say, "All right, well, that's a guy that I have full confidence in as the head coach of the franchise for the next 5 years."
There hasn't been anything really. What have you seen to go? He doesn't.
I would say a positive for him is I think that all the players do still play for him. Like I truly believe that, and anybody that you talk to within the organization says the way in which he handles players off the field with whatever they're going through or mistakes they've made. Or
you look at that team and say they're playing for him.
Not playing. Like
played one game when he called them soft. They came out and they played.
Yeah,
the next week.
I guess so. Whenever we are critical of Jerod Mayo with a player, they are very quick to stand up for him. And I don't necessarily think you get that with every team.
And I would say the argument on Wiggy's side, because I tend to side with Wiggy on Mayo as a general rule, I think he's gotten really dealt a crap hand by Robert Kraft and Elliott Wolf. Go back to the way the Patriots blew doors 2 years ago of the Lions with Bailey Zappi. And Dan Campbell was a punchline. We mocked him mercilessly, and he deserved it. He was a big talking boob at the time who was writing checks his players couldn't cash, however they say that. Mm-hmm. And now he's the toast of the town. And so there are bumps along the way, and Bill Belichick inherited an 8-win team and won 5 games in his first year. Jerod Mayo was likely to at least even and match the win total of the year before.
And I'll steal this one from Curtis because you asked me what do I see that makes me go, okay, gives me like a positive outlook. What gave you a positive outlook last year from Bill Belichick that would make you say you need to keep him as head coach?
I'm fine with going down this road. No, but not what we're talking about.
No, but if
Bill
you're asking...
But this is the most...
Okay, you don't want to answer that.
I'm not saying
All right.
That Gerard Mayo is not going to be a great coach. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm asking you
okay.
because the question came up and Curtis brought it up during his lead to tell me one thing that has really encouraged you about what he can be in the future.
Well,
and you're struggling to come up with
it. So then you tell me, if you don't want to go to Bill Belichick road, you tell me one thing that leads you that would make you say he doesn't deserve a second chance.
I feel like at times he is coaching scared. So I feel like at times he is, when it comes to a decision in a football game, he is not making the decision that... I feel like he should make if he were out there with a vast knowledge of from a head coach perspective of the ways to win football games. I feel like the defense under Bill Belichick.
Oh, don't go back to Bill. You just said we can't
go back to
Bill.
I'm not trying to have an argument with
you. No, but you're asking me. And then you get upset.
I won't mention Bill. I feel like he has not found a way for the defense to manufacture pressure without personnel at any time this season a quarterback.
They had nine sacks. No, they had 9 sacks 2 weeks
against
ago.
The Bears. Okay,
so
great.
There you
That's
go.
Great team.
Greg, what I'm not,
I'm not interested. I'm not in this to have an argument.
No, but it's not about an argument.
I'm not insulting a family member.
No.
All I'm asking is.
But
you're very high on the guy. You're high and normal, but high on the guy.
Right.
Why? That's all I'm asking.
I just told you.
I don't know why it's bothering you.
I think it's
why is it bothering you?
No, it's not bothering me. What bothers me is that people always go, you included, he hasn't done anything.
I'm asking you because you're so high on him going forward. To tell me what has really impressed you. Why is that difficult?
2 weeks ago, they had 9 sacks.
Okay, so that's one thing that really impressed you. 9 sacks against the Bears.
A couple weeks ago, they looked like they were headed in the right direction. They were playing better. The beginning of the season, they were one of the least penalized teams in the NFL. There are a few things right there.
That's all I was asking.
I also think that if we, not to go back to Bill, but to go back to Mac, there were a lot of times where people were arguing in favor of Mac, saying, well, I want to see what Mac is like when he has a weapon. Or I want to see how Mac is if he has a good offensive coordinator or a good quarterbacks coach. I want to see who Gerard is when he doesn't have a beat up defense, when he doesn't have guys injured. Like there's always ways to make excuses for people, especially in their early years of playing or coaching. And I think Gerard Mayo has that on his side right now.
When is he not going to have a beat up defense? That's everybody in the NFL.
Well, I think
it's
that this one, I think
NFL.
The Patriots defense was pretty banged up pretty early on, and I think that if you were to ask him, he always goes back to that. So I think that Gerard Mayo's able to get another season under his belt without people like, you know, with pitchforks going at
him. But the thing about it that it's not like it upsets me for the whole day, but just in the conversation, the thing that I have an issue with is people will say, he doesn't deserve a second chance. And then I'll say, What has he shown you that you go, this is the reason why this guy
I keep telling you things. That's a specific football thing.
Okay.
I think in general, they're a very undisciplined football team on and off the field. Undisciplined.
Okay.
You agree?
I would say at times, yes.
Do you have wide receivers all season long complaining about how they should get the football all the time, telling you they have the best hands in the NFL and they don't?
Right.
Do you have guys that are getting in trouble off the field? Do you have guys who are questioning the offensive strategy of the football team in the public left and right?
Yeah.
That's it. And then do those same guys go out and commit penalties left and right? That's undisciplined.
Yeah.
Is that the job of the head coach?
No. But that's
discipline?
That's the case of most losing head football teams.
Okay, I'm not talking about most.
Undisciplined, I would say at times they could be undisciplined. Are they one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to penalties? No. They're in the middle of the pack. So I think he's done a good job with a team when it comes to penalties. Have they had some penalty issues these past couple of weeks? Yes. Off the field discipline, I would say, other than the Jabril Peppers and Christian Barmore situation, which he apologized about, those were two issues. And the Christian Barmore one, all right, I didn't even have a real big issue with, like, he wasn't doing something that was so egregious where you're like, this guy doesn't deserve to be on the team. He did a dumb thing and let his frustrations get the best of him.
And I mean, you got an offensive lineman who, like, up and quit, walked out, left.
I put that more on Elliot Wolf.
Okay. That's on
the that was the wrong acquisition. But I would just say, if we all graded, you know, like my mac and cheese is probably the worst today. I apologize.
Sorry.
If we were going to grade roster talent, just everybody, an impartial observer, you don't know what the team is, you just see the collection of players. Would we all agree the Patriots are at or one away from the bottom in terms of talent?
Yes.
Okay. So if the team is the least talented team in the NFL, which I believe they are, then if they don't have the worst record, would you be able to say that their coach is the biggest problem?
No.
No, you'd say the roster was the biggest problem.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I've always said. He has been given a very, very difficult job to do. He is playing with one hand tied behind his back, and I blame that on ownership and the front office. So when you say, does this guy deserve another year? Yes, he does, because he wasn't given a fair opportunity with the roster that he was put in place with. The same way we gave Mac another year. Mm-hmm. So that's where when people are like, and I heard Jones and Keith talking about it, like, oh, he should get fired. He's not an Urban Meyer coach where it looks like the place is an absolute zoo. And you're like, all right, get this guy out of here. He's not like a Freddie Kitchens who was a one and done. I think that Mayo deserves another chance. And the fact that we're talking about it is we don't know how good he'll be or he won't be. But one and done? Come on, you got to give me more than they have some penalties.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we know where you stand.
Mm-hmm. And we know where you stand.
Right. Yeah,
you want him gone after this year.
Well, I'm not sure that he's the – I haven't seen a lot that shows me he's the right guy.
Right, so you would move on
from
him.
I think he's a very nice man.
Right, and we're not talking about his personality. I mean, you would move on from him.
Yeah, because I think you have a limited time with in which you have Drake May that you're not going to pay millions and millions and millions of dollars for him if he becomes what everybody thinks he's going to become.
I'm going to do a poll. I think it's going to be very close. Do you want Gerard Mayo back as the head coach of the Patriots next season?
On our social media.
Yeah, the Greg Hill Show, WEEI. And Ken is only on Blue Sky, so we'll see if he's on there.
We got to take a break. Speaking of football, Mego has infuriated some, made others happy with the list she created of the top 10 football films of all time. We'll get to that when she is in here with us on a Celtics Wednesday at 9.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.